Das Interview ist auf Englisch. Wenn ihr eine deutsche Übersetzung hören wollt, könnt ihr das über die App des Belvederes tun. Der Link dazu ist in den Shownotes.
You can see the political potential in this exhibition, but it's not that it's already in the, like, if you're coming to the exhibition, you can immediately see that. It's not like he's not trying to behave like a prophet or something like that, or like a missionary.
Hello and welcome to Proper Love, a podcast series for the exhibition Proper Love by Amuako Boafo at the Lower Belvedere. Here in this podcast, we speak with three amazing women, Joy Adenike, Abiona Esther Ojo, and Denise Van de Cruz, about Black communities, Black excellence, and Black joy. Because here, we want to let those people talk who are celebrated by Amuako with his art, people from the Black community. Because, as Amuako Boafo says himself, when you go to a museum or a big gallery, all you see are white figures. You don't see the kinds of faces I paint there. I want to do my own small bit to close that gap. So yeah, that's my main goal, to paint a different kind of portrait. My name is Anna Gabestik, and I also got to speak to the curator of the exhibition, Sergei Harutunian. This series is a collaboration between the podcast Im Museum and the Belvedere. Hi, Sergei. Welcome to the studio.
Hello, Anna.
So you are the curator of the Amuako Boafo exhibition, Proper Love. So let's start very basic. What does it mean to curate an exhibition like this?
This show was really different in many ways than other exhibitions which I curated in the past, because I think with Amuako, it's really enriching the whole culture scene in Vienna, because he's an artist. It sounds like a fairy tale coming from Accra, as someone who was unknown. He was like a nobody when he came here to Vienna. He had a hard time, and he overcame the struggle. Once in an interview, he was asked where did he make the best work, and he said that, I think in Vienna, because I had the biggest struggle there, and I have overcome that struggle. And I think that tells a lot. And to work with such an artist, I think Amuako is not really a political artist, but doing that show at the Lower Belvedere, in the Austrian Gallery Belvedere, I think it's a strong statement. As a curator, when I started with this project, I'm since 2 years here at the Belvedere, the first thing which you're doing is to get in touch with the artist. And of course with his gallery, but in first case with the artist, and talk about what he has in mind to realize with this exhibition. And that was quite interesting, because the title of this exhibition is called Proper Love. Proper Love, the title, like he was telling me that you can understand in different ways. Like, it can be the love to your own work, to your own identity, to the Black community here. He's often mentioning that this exhibition is, of course, for all people, but particularly also for the Black community and for the people who not often feel perhaps invited or feel uncomfortable in a museum, not specifically in the Belvedere, but in how you call it, like in Western museums. If you're going there, often you don't feel represented there as a person of color. And he's doing this exhibition for specifically for these people, and that they feel comfortable, that they feel invited. And that's what's also like, that was the initial idea when he made the first ideas about how the exhibition could be realized. There are not different chapters which are also referring to this idea.
You've mentioned a few things that could suggest that this exhibition has the potential to challenge a lot of people's expectation of what, first of all, an artist is, what an artist's path
to artistry is, what art is, and who, what art should be displayed in what museums. Would you agree with that assessment, that this exhibition will be for a lot of people and for a lot of common and dominant expectations and narratives, that it can be, that it will be perceived as challenging those ideas and expectations?
Actually, for you and for me, it won't be challenging. But perhaps for other people who have perhaps more traditional views on what Austrian culture is, it's a huge compliment to the city of Vienna that such an artist who came here, and though he had a lot of negative experiences, he still was always focusing on the positive aspects. Like, if people told him that you should paint white persons because that could be more, he would be more successful, he would sell more paintings, he was like, okay, that's not that what I wanted to hear, but still I'm focusing on painting black people. And in the end, he was successful by his own rules. And like, I think the most important point of this exhibition is that Amoako isn't, he doesn't want to address an like a really straightforward political message in this exhibition. But I think it's up to the visitors. Like, you can see the political potential in this exhibition. But it's not that, that it's already in the, like, if you're coming to the exhibition, you can immediately see that. It's not like he's not trying to behave like a prophet or something like that, or like a missionary. It's more like that he's showing his artworks and he tries to put the positivity, like the identity, the black identity, into the center of his work. There are some really early works in the show where showing the artist himself, how he's reading, for example, a famous writer of post-colonialism like Frantz Fanon. And in these paintings, you can see that he is a person who is aware of the black history. But it isn't that he's like dealing artistically with slavery and also colonialism, but it's more about, like, in some way it's like he's looking into the future and he's focusing on the present. I think that's important to know, but you always have to keep in mind that he's not ignoring the past. He's completely aware of it. But he decided for himself that he wants to deal, like, like the, in some way also does the, some kind of self empowerment of black people. And a lot of exhibitions for the past 2 or 3 years is always like this term of black joy. I think that's also quite important. You can feel that in his paintings, that it isn't about grief or grievance, but more that he's focusing how the black community perceives themselves nowadays.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a point why he touches a lot of people all over the world with his paintings, with his arts, with his artworks. Because that's also quite important. Like, he's also not depicting some kind of stereotype or cliche of African culture. Like, these are people from different continents. For example, he was often portraying the director of the Harlem Museum, Thelma Golden. He didn't know her personally back then. I think it was 2016-17. But he admired her a lot because that was a person who was, in his eyes, was a person who changed the way how the public was seeing black art and black culture.
Admiration was a really beautiful word that you just said. And I think that this is something that is missing, that the admiration of artists of color, the admiration of black people, and also of people of color, of black people as the subjects of paintings in museums. And It seems to be that his focus on the present is informed by the past without being stuck in it.
Exactly.
And what's really so beautifully hopeful is this insistence in not only focusing on the present, but looking into the future in a hopeful way, because what we are experiencing now, actually, with this exhibition is Black history. Black history is now.
Exactly.
And we have as much power as we can to write that and to influence that and to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And the way that we think and the way that we perceive the world is very much influenced by what we see.
Yeah.
What we see represented on TV, in the movies, but also especially in museums.
Yeah. But museums were also, especially in the past, they were some perceived as elitarian. In some way, they're creating a canon. And a lot of people only know the museum from the time during when they went to school and never came back when they were like where they had to go there. And like this is really like the stereotypical view of a museum that it's not a place for me because I don't know I'm not really welcome there because I don't know the history behind all these paintings, and I can't, like, with regards on the Black community as people of color, that you go there and you only see white people in paintings and you think that it's not I don't feel represented there. And with Amoako, it makes also really sense that honestly, we have representations of Black people at the lower Belvedere, but there's oftentimes presented only in a highly negative way, that they're presented as slaves, for example, on wall paintings. And we already had a really wonderful exhibition program, which is called Representations of Blackness in Museums, where we are dealing with this fact. And in this running to do a show with Amoako, in some way, it is like it is also a reaction to the public to say that it's like a completely different approach to experience this exhibition space.
Mm. I just wanted to sift through some of my workshop material, so I give anti-racism awareness workshops in the field of arts and culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to quote something that I say in my workshop, specifically in the dance field, and it's in reference to cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation. And this maybe it's not necessarily cultural appreciation, but appreciation itself. And I think it's such a wonderful, wonderful quote. It's by Damon Stone in a 2015 article called Appropriation versus Appreciation. And Damon Stone said, "Appreciation is becoming one with a thing and finding your own voice to express yourself from within it. Appropriation is when you take the words and change them or their meaning to fit what you want to say." So now this is the most important part. One is letting the thing change you, and the other is changing the thing to suit you. And I want to ask about how much this applies to the Belvedere. I'm not sure if you can even answer this question, but what I want to ask is, this quote says, one is letting the thing change you and the other is changing the thing to suit you. So appreciation is then letting the thing change you. How ready do you think that the museum is to let this exhibition potentially change the museum?
Honestly, I think it already changed the museum. Like I already mentioned, our exhibition program, Representations of Blackness in Museums, and it's like all the tours are sold out. I think it started 1.5 years ago, and we realized that, okay, there is a lot of really people are interested. You know, they want to know more about this topic. And a Black American historian is doing these tours, Taylor Meyer, and she's doing a great job. And that already is like, it can be only a beginning, of course. We have to move, we have to continue with our program and to show that we're not dealing with this as a trend, but more than did in some way in a few years that we don't even have to talk about doing a show with a black artist, because it will be so, it will be more common in a positive way. Or if you're doing a group show, to mention that there are black artists involved or African artists, it would be like to show that it's like something special, but it should be more common. And with Amoako, I think it is, of course, a wonderful project, a great beginning, and it will proceed to stay on this track and to do other projects. But I can't go into detail.
Yeah, I would even go as far as to say that continuing on this track is not only a way to stay relevant, but I actually think that it's a way to stay and to become qualitatively better and stay qualitatively good.
Of course.
And this is something that, you know, you hear time and time again, you know, this staying relevant or on top of things or quote unquote on trend. Mm. And this also relates to conversations about like diversity discourse, like diversifying institutions. And I see it as not only as a way to stay relevant, but actually to be good, to be qualitatively good.
Actually, that was also the whole point with Amoako's show, that his works are so strong, his paintings, that you don't have to put them into some kind of theoretical pattern to bring a bigger or deeper meaning. Mm-hmm. And when like about a bigger topic like diversity, it's not about that. Like, I think it speaks for itself to do that show. And if you're going to Low Belvedere, like, if you're open, if you want to see it, you realize that it's that this exhibition has an impact and the artworks are amazing.
Yeah. Period. I think that's a great, yeah, the decision to have this exhibition, to give this artist this space is because he's an amazing artist and the art is incredible. And, you know, people's reactions or interpretations or, let's say, seeing the subject matter or interpreting this exhibition as very political shows actually how much people just inherently politicize black people and black bodies. Mm. And although that seems to be a big part of the work in some way, in another, he also has such a strong motivation to create and to create authentically. And all of those things are part of it. He doesn't have an ahistorical approach, but that's not the main point. And I hope that people can really feel that, yeah.
Actually, Amoako is also often pointing that out, that people always wanted to put him into a specific corner, black artists, about this bigger topic of Black Lives Matter. And one of my favorite quotes by Amoako is when there was like always that question, why do you only paint black people? Actually, one key piece of the exhibition has one work has that title, why do you only paint black people? And that was a question which he was always asked when he was still living and studying here in Vienna. And the perfect answer to this was that in Accra, in Ghana, nobody was asking me that question. First, when I came to Vienna, or it can be Vienna, it could be also somewhere else, somewhere in the Western countries, could be like another European country. But that tells really a lot.
Yeah.
And completely, like, I think the art scene is still quite white and Western. And I think it changes. And I think these kind of questions, I think hopefully in the past and in the future, they won't be asked so often anymore.
Yeah. I hope that people can go through this exhibition. And if they are experiencing something like this for the first time, I hope that this is an impulse or a an inspiration, a start to change their perspective, because there will be many, many Black people that have been painted that will be on display. However, there are so many more. There are so many more in Austria. There are so many more in Vienna.
Exactly.
And I hope that people see an incredible artist, that they see incredible art, that they see incredible people that inspired this incredible artist, and they see that as just the beginning. Yeah. And I hope even more than that, that Black people come to this exhibition and they feel hugged, they feel embraced,
welcomed.
They feel seen, they feel welcomed, that they feel inspired also to live and create authentically, because that is something that Amuako really committed to, and it paid off. And it's also important to say that it doesn't work out like that for everyone, you know? But I hope that people are inspired to stay committed to that. And I love this word unapologetically. I use it all the time. And what a strong kind of love, a strong kind of joy that persists despite adversity, despite rejection, despite negativity, despite exclusion. And so I hope that this invitation, that this welcoming embrace extends beyond this exhibition, within the museum, and within the lives that it will touch. I want to thank you for your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna. Pleasure was really on my side. And it was wonderful to talk with you about this show. And we both are looking forward to the opening.